Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
We'll begin today with a question that sounds like something out of science fiction. How do we observe what we've long thought was unobservable? And what does it look like? Well, the answer to that first question, take a picture of it.
We have seen and taken a picture of a black hole. Here it is.
And that's a group of astronomers and scientists at a news conference in Washington, D.C. today as they celebrated the first image ever taken and ever seen of a black hole, some 55 million light years away from Earth. Among that group today were scientists from MIT's Haystack Observatory, including Dr. Vincent Fish of the Event Horizon Telescope Imaging Group that delivered the photos. And Vincent Fish joins us via Skype now. Dr. Fish, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So explain in your words the significance of this day.
Well, for me personally, this is very significant. I've been involved with the project since 2007, back when we were three sites, four observatories. And back in those days, we did not have enough telescopes to make an image. And it seemed like it would take forever for us to constitute an array to actually be able to make an image. That seems like so long ago, and yet it also seems like practically yesterday. But actually making an image is, I'm glad to be able to do that.
So describe, we've got it on our website, by the way, at radioboston.org, but describe what this image looks like. I'll take a stab at it. It's kind of an orange donut surrounded by black. Is that a fair description? What would you add?
Sure. So we're looking at the hot plasma that's surrounding it. It's basically ring-like, and it's brighter on one side than the other.
Right. And listen, back up for us. Remind us exactly what we're looking at. And by that, I mean, what exactly is a black hole?
Sure. A black hole is a concentration of matter so dense that it curves space-time to the extent that even light can't escape from it.
Right. So, and obviously it's never been seen in a way up until this point. It's sort of a theoretical idea, but tell us how this image is put together of something 55 million light years away from Earth. It boggles the mind.
Sure. So we're fortunate that this black hole is surrounded by material because obviously you can't see the black hole itself. Even light can't escape it. But the black hole in M87 is accreting material, and as that material falls in toward the black hole, it gets very, very hot and therefore very, very bright. And so that backlights the black hole so you can see it.
Right. And can you place it in the galaxy for us? Where is it in relation to the Earth and to the Sun?
Well, it's in the center of the M87 galaxy, which is in the Virgo cluster. So if you go outside and look for the constellation Virgo, it's somewhere near there. To put that in perspective, the size of the black hole itself is bigger than our solar system.
So what's the next step? What does this photo offer you and your team, and what's next?
So there are a few next steps. One is to reobserve the source in the future. So if you look at the papers, there appears to be a slight change in the structure from the first two nights that we observed it to the last two nights, which were separated by almost a week. And it's a little bit too early to say for certain whether that's because material around the black hole was moving or whether that's purely an instrumental effect. And so to have more data in the future will help answer that question.
Well, that's Dr. Vincent Fish. He's with MIT's Haystack Observatory and part of Event Horizon Telescope Imaging Group that delivered the photo today of the first photo today of a black hole. Dr. Vincent Fish, thank you so much for joining us. We're very grateful.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, we want to talk a little bit more about this. And to do that, we're going to welcome science writer Marcia Bartuszak. She joins us via Skype from Sudbury, Mass. And Marcia, welcome back to the program. Great to have you.
Thank you. Great to be back.
So what's your reaction to this first photo of a black hole? This is pretty exciting stuff, right?
It is extremely exciting. I was jumping up and down this morning. I knew it was coming, but to actually see it is quite a thrill, especially since physicists and astronomers have been struggling with this idea for more than 100 years. And to, you know, now seeing is believing.
Yeah. And say a little bit more about that. I mean, does this validates, you say more than 100 years, it validates theories by Einstein, for example, right?
Yes. It comes out of Einstein's general theory of relativity, and by using those equations, astronomers and physicists could see that if there was a massive enough star that when it ran out of fuel and collapsed, gravity taking over, all that matter would collapse to a point, causing, as was mentioned before, space-time to literally curve in on itself, creating this pit in space-time.
It's amazing. You know, I'm reading a quote from, I'm going to get this name wrong, Priyamvada Natarajan, an astrophysicist at Yale. He says, "Einstein must be totally chuffed. His theory has just been stress tested under conditions of extreme gravity and looks like that it held up."
Yes. In fact, she also mentioned that it's wrapping the light around, so it's like seeing the back of your head.
Yeah. But is it true that he was, even though he sort of theorized their existence, he was resistant to the idea of black holes, right?
Yeah. It was a result of his equations. He actually didn't predict the existence of a black hole. That came from a German astronomer, Karl Schwarzschild. But when Einstein heard about it, he could not stand the idea. He believed that nature just wouldn't work that way. And in fact, he wrote an infamous paper in 1939 trying to prove they couldn't possibly exist, and it's called The Worst Paper He Ever Wrote.
So help me with this, because I am so definitely not a science geek, Marcia, but I'm still having trouble understanding how we have an image of something 50 million, do I have that number right, 50 million light years away?
About 55 million light years away. Some have compared it to reading a newspaper in New York from a cafe in Berlin.
Yeah, right. So how does it work? Can you explain the technology that they use to capture this image?
Yeah, exactly. Essentially, we all know that the bigger a telescope, the farther out and the more details you can see. And essentially, what they have created artificially is a telescope as big as the Earth. They have eight telescopes, radio telescopes, set around the world in Chile, Hawaii, Arizona, all the Antarctica, and they record the data, take this data to a central location, and merge it. And essentially, that then creates an image that is equivalent to having a telescope as big as the Earth.
Wow, that's it's truly extraordinary. So now that we have this photo, what more do we need to know about black holes and how they work? Or where does, is there still mystery, I guess, in all of this? And how do we unravel that?
Yes, this is just the first image. Science is done by collecting lots of data, and this was a tremendous accomplishment. But the real science gets done, and they are adding telescopes to this network called the Event Horizon Telescope. And by adding more telescopes, they have more, in a sense, surface area of their telescope to collect more light, more data. And the more they'll get insights on how light and matter react in this highly curved area of space-time, which is testing Einstein's general theory of relativity to the ultimate limit. So really, they want to keep stretching and stretching, getting closer and closer, getting more details, until they might see a breaking point where Einstein's equations no longer hold up. And that means they might have to amend the theory of gravity. Huh. Science is always testing, always trying to go out to the boundaries and test the extremes.
Really fascinating. So how much do we understand, if anything? Okay, so let me ask the question this way. So here's an image of a black hole from far, far away. But how much do we understand of what's happening inside a black hole? And is that sort of the next dream of somehow getting a glimpse of being able to peer inside?
Well, right now, with our classical rules of physics, there is no way to peer into a black hole, because once light gets in, it can't come back out and we can't get it. We can't retrieve it. There is no way. All we have is modeling. And no one knows what's happening inside a black hole. There's really two different stories. If you use the classical rules of physics, general relativity, it says that all that matter plummets to the center and concentrates itself into a point called the singularity. Perhaps it even punches through space-time and creates a new universe. There's crazy theories out there that each time a black hole is born, it's creating a new universe in another dimension. But then if you look at it through the lens of atomic physics on the microscopic scale, and the rules are not complete. String theory, they're trying to work this out. The theory of quantum gravity, what does gravity look like on the atomic scale? They don't know yet, but they have guesses. Some think that when you enter through the event horizon, you don't plummet to the center. You might face this firewall of particles and space-time breaking up. No one knows what's what's happening inside. They need a good theory of quantum gravity to get some understanding.
So, big mystery. And you've written about how black holes went from sort of an obscure idea to being really integral to the way we think about the universe. So how have they explained why they're so important in understanding the complexity of the universe?
Well, black holes provide, you know, they serve as test objects to really understand the mightiest force in the universe, which is gravity. I mean, think of the 19th century when James Clerk Maxwell came up with his laws of electricity and magnetism. Well, at that time, it had a few uses, but basically in that horse-drawn carriage era, it didn't really have many applications. And lo and behold, now it's at the center of our high-tech universe. Well, black holes are serving in the same way. They are serving as an inroad, insights into understanding gravity, because it tests gravity at its most extreme case. And more than that, very recently, over the last decade or so, they're coming to see that supermassive black holes, these are black holes with the mass of millions and billions of solar masses, inhabit each and every galaxy, nearly each and every galaxy in the universe, which means that they may be somehow linked to the very formation of a galaxy. So in some ways, the existence of a black hole may lead to the existence of us. We may be dependent on black holes to even exist in the universe.
Wow. Well, that science writer, Marcia Bartuszak, she joins us from Sudbury, and she's the author, by the way, of a book called Black Hole, How an Idea Abandoned by Newtonians, Hated by Einstein, and Gambled on by Hawking Became Beloved. And today we got our first glimpse of a black hole. Marcia, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciated it.
I enjoyed it myself.